Seven ways to awaken your secret manifesting powers.
This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Zink and prepare to be empowered.
Hello, everyone. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whatever time you're listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast. I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink, helping people in over 50 states, in 60 different countries, empower their life, taking their lives to a whole new level. Why? Because we are soaring high, like a big, beautiful eagle, flying in the direction of your dreams and your goals. And it feels good up here today. It's a little bit windy. We've got about a 15 to 20 mile an hour gust, but doesn't it feel good to just spread your wings and let the currents and the eddies just kind of float you around like a kite? It's nice. Oh, you're flying high, and you're going to fly even higher after you learn these seven ways to awaken your secret manifesting powers. But first, I want to thank you for sharing this podcast on Facebook, on Instagram, on Pinterest, all over the net, sharing it with your friends, posting it on people's timelines. You're making a big difference. We're empowering people one heartbeat at a time. Thank you so much from both myself, Rachel, and Julian. We just absolutely, and Max too, don't forget Max. We are absolutely grateful for all the work you are doing in sharing this podcast. Well, what I'm going to talk to you about today is some techniques for awakening your God force power, the ability within you. Remember, you are in God, and God is in you. Oh, it's an incredible thing to think about. Your mind just kind of turns to jelly thinking about that. But you are fully in God. God is everywhere. But you're not separate from God. God is fully in you as well. And you have the ability to awaken your God force power through the power of your subconscious mind. Now, it was Thomas Edison who said, "Never go to sleep without a request to your subconscious mind." And that's good advice. The truth of the matter is, your subconscious mind is the connecting link to the infinite field of potential. And as you believe, as you think, as you feel, as you act, so shall it be. In other words, I like to always clarify this. The law of attraction didn't find its origins with some people from outer space who were being channeled by human beings. Didn't happen that way. The law of attraction was a and is a law created by source energy, by the Lord of the universe, by God, whatever you want to call the creative force. And so, just like the law of gravity and the law of aerodynamics, the law of attraction is a law. Now, some people will say to me, "Robert, I'm excited to start practicing the law of attraction." You are practicing the law of attraction every single day, every minute of every day, whether you know it or not, whether you're conscious of it or not. And if you are attracting what you don't want in your life, then you're still attracting. You're still manifesting. And some people are great manifestors. They're great at manifesting broken relationships, poverty, jealousy, anger, all kinds of negativity, okay? But high flyers, we focus on higher vibrations like love, like happiness and abundance and prosperity. It's just wonderful. It's wonderful to fly high and to be able to pull the finer things of life into your reality. And you can do that. I'm going to share with you 7 ways to awaken your secret powers. Number one, about 10 minutes before bed, not right at bedtime, 10 minutes before bed, I'd like you to start journaling. Journal about what happened in the day and journal about how it's even going to be better tomorrow. Okay? Don't make your journal a negative place for you to just complain. Make your journal a place for you to share optimistic thoughts and end each journal entry with a request from your subconscious mind. Write it out in your journal. Tonight as I fall asleep, I call upon my subconscious mind to aid me with the following. Your subconscious mind is the connecting link to the infinite field of potential, to source energy. So as you fall asleep, as Thomas Edison says, you are giving a request. So you kind of journal through the day, you make some suggestions for the future, and then you make a request and you write it out every single night. You're absolutely going to be astonished. I mean, literally astonished when a month from now or 2 months from now, you go back and you read the requests you made. And it's happened. It's happened. Yeah, I'm talking about making things happen, manifesting beyond belief. So, 10 minutes before bedtime, journaling. Now, in the morning, you get up, take care of your business, brush your teeth, do all those kind of things, and about 10 to 15 minutes after you're up, you're going to journal again. And you're going to write down the keys of your dreams last night. And it can be just one word, it can be a sentence. I usually put a sentence, and that reminds me of the whole dream. And you're going to write that down. But you're also going to write down something else. You're going to write down your ideas for the day, or any ideas that have come into your mind, because from the time you are asleep to the time you are waking up, you're in a very creative state of mind, and ideas are popping into your head left and right. So after you get up, write those ideas down and have a separate journal. Have your nighttime journal. Maybe it's black. Maybe it's got the moon on it. Have your daytime journal. Maybe it's, white. Maybe it's got the sun on it. But get in the habit of journaling before you go to bed and after you get up. And write down special numbers you're seeing, special colors that were in your dream, special people. It may not make sense to you now, but as you look back a week or two later, it's going to start to come together and make tremendous sense. I mean, it really is. By the way, I want to remind you that at the end of this podcast, I have a bonus for you. Okay? Number two, declutter your home, your bedroom, your office, and your car. Look, you do a lot of thinking. I used to drive an hour to work every day. If you're taking an hour of your life to work and an hour home from work, shouldn't your car ought to have the music that you want to listen to? Shouldn't it ought to have the smell that you want to smell? Shouldn't it be clean and friendly and decluttered? You sleep. Your subconscious mind is open in the room that you sleep in. Doesn't it make sense to make certain that your bedroom is decluttered? And what about your office? That absolutely has to be decluttered because that's where you do your work. So you can walk into people's offices, and some of them very successful. Donald Trump is one of those guys that you look at his desk and it's just piled high with stuff everywhere. And he He emphasizes that. But that's a system. That's a style. And as much as it looks cluttered to me, and maybe to you, to him it doesn't look cluttered at all. It looks busy. It looks involved. Does that make sense? So declutter your home, your bedroom. Do a little study of feng shui if you'd like to. Put some plants in your house. Put some mirrors. Expand your territory. Oh, you're going to feel good. You're going to feel really, really good after you declutter your home. Number three, practice letting go of the past. Here's a simple exercise. Take a situation in the past that upset you and visualize it. See it in your mind. And then turn it black and white. Take the life out of it. And then move it farther and farther and further away from you until it's completely gone. And do that exercise about 10 times in a row for about 7 days. And whatever it was that was bothering you in the past, it'll seem kind of insignificant. You've got to let go of the past because you're making room for the future. Look, the universe hates a void. And if you're filled with resentment and anger and hurt and pain, there's no room for new growth. So you've got to let that go. Make sense? If you need help with that, because limiting beliefs, doubts, and fears will stop you from manifesting the life you truly desire, I want you to visit us at lawofattractionsolutions.com. And write me a letter, include your phone number, please, and claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. We can't promise we'll get back to everybody, but we'll get back to those who seem very, very serious and have an issue.
You are about to experience a miracle. Claim your free 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. Visit www.lawofattractionsolutions.com.
This is the number one podcast on personal empowerment, success, and the law of attraction. You're listening to the Miracle Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
Okay, God force power comes with gratitude. Gratitude makes you happier. Gratitude makes other people kind of like you and feel good about you. It makes you feel healthier, and it helps your career. Gratitude empowers your emotions. Gratitude enlivens your personality. Gratitude increases your optimism. Gratitude reduces your materialism so you're not sitting there playing catch up with the Joneses all the time. Gratitude increases your connection to source energy. Gratitude makes you less self-centered and more focused on others. And the more you focus on other people, the happier you will be. Gratitude will increase your confidence and your self-esteem, and gratitude will improve your sleep. Mostly, gratitude makes it impossible for negative, limiting beliefs to come into your head. The more you fill your mind with gratitude, the better off you're going to be, and the greater your manifesting powers are going to just literally explode. I know people that are literally empowering their lives with gratitude all day long. All day long. You can do it too. You can do it too. Well, number five is design your life. Be the designer of your life, so write it out. Maybe this is your third journal. This is what my life is like. And write it in present tense. Don't write it in future tense. You know, I get up in the morning, I get into my new BMW, I drive to work, I get out, I order a latte at Starbucks every morning, and then show up at my office about 8:45. You know, write it out in detail. See it, feel it, experience it, and emotionalize it. Number six, become the person you always wanted to be. It's time now. You always wanted to be that person that was in shape. You always wanted to be that person that could run 20 miles. You always wanted to be that person that had a nice tan or a great haircut. You always wanted to be that person that was helping others, giving to other people. You always wanted to be that person that was a teacher. Write it out. You remember who you wanted to be. Be that person starting today, but you've got to write it out. And number 7, there is no attraction without action. Take inspired action. Inspired action. And where does the inspiration come from? It comes from your heart. It comes from source energy. It comes from the universe. Allow the universe into you. Meditate. Become inspired with your life. Get excited about what you are doing. You know, I love watching this television show called Shark Tank, because so many of the people that come on there that have created something, they're inspired by it. I mean, they're just absolutely excited. You can be excited about your life too. You know that. You are a high flyer. The mountains mean absolutely nothing to you. Well, I promised you a bonus, and it's not one of these fluffy, happy, joyful, loving bonuses, but it is a bonus. I urge you to beware of psychics, because honestly, you know, the problem with most psychics is they're wrong 50% of the time. Not one psychic that I tested, and I tested over 10, not one psychic said that Rachel and I would ever be together. Not a one. Guess they were wrong. Not one psychic out of 30 that I have tested ever said that Julian would be born. They never even brought Julian up before he was born. It never even occurred to them. You see, psychics go by what they see and what they feel, what they hear from you. And I'm not against someone giving you some third-party advice. And I have some friends who are psychics, and I trust them. I trust them as being good human beings, but I don't necessarily trust them as being great psychics. When my mother passed away many years ago, my grandmother sent me to over 50 psychics. 50. In a year, to find out how she died. Not a one of them knew. But they all told me I had a curse on my family. Well, there may be some truth to that. But anyway, you know, they all told me that, well, it doesn't really matter, does it? All I'm saying to you is that you are your best psychic. When you're clear about your desires, when you're clear about your goals, when you're clear about the life that you're building, you are your best psychic. Okay? Trust yourself. Because when you're going to a psychic, you're not going to a life coach or a mentor or a business coach or something like that, somebody who's going to coach you along. You're going to somebody who's going to tell you how it is. And that's not a manifester. That's an eagle with two broken wings walking on the ground. Okay? You are a manifester. You are a high flyer. You determine your own path, and there is no mountain high enough to stop you. Have a great day now. You deserve it. Bye-bye.